Well, at the beginning of the reading, we heard that Noah did everything that the Lord commanded. It says that, if you read the full reading, it says that two or three times. He did everything that the Lord commanded. And at the end of the story, when Noah and his family came out of the ark, he built an altar and he gave thanks. And we just sang, we've given our thanks, we've given our praises to God. And in return, God gave his blessing to Noah and to his family that they would increase, that there would be many, many more little Noahs and of his family running around the planet. And God gave them everything, plants and animals, to be used wisely. God made his covenant, this agreement between God and Noah that, and all creatures, that never again would there be a flood to cut off all life or destroy the earth. And God made a rainbow in the clouds as a sign of this everlasting agreement, this guarantee that this would never happen. So why did God make a sign? Why do we need a sign of a promise? We've got our badges in Girl Guiding for our promise. Why would God need a sign? What does it do? It reminds us. It reminds us and encourages us. I like both of those. Yeah, it helps. It reminds us. It actually reminds God as well. And you see, rainbows, they always seem a little bit special, don't they? I mean, I still get excited. Oh, it doesn't show up. This, yeah, Kim's photograph's better. This is mine. I still get excited when I'm in the house and it's raining and the sun on one side and rain on the other, and I rush from window to window to try and find the best rainbow, the best view. And sometimes you might see a double rainbow. Oh, you can just about see one there. Or even a triple. I haven't got a photograph of one of those. But the colours can be so, so, so intense. It's so exciting. It's very moving. And you can't help remembering that they have, that rainbows have this special meaning. They are a sign that God loves us. He loves us so much that he saved us, and he's not going to flood the earth and destroy it like it happened before. And he will keep us safe. So, another time that we might have heard of the word covenant. Covenant. That's a funny old word, isn't it? Anybody got any suggestions? Grown-ups are allowed to answer too, because this one might be a bit tricky. In your house? Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes. And a time that's in the Bible? Oh, go on. Indiana Jones. Well, do you know, that kind of links in, because Indiana Jones talks about the Ark of the Covenant. And this is in the Bible. It's an actual thing. So thank you very much. Leads me nicely on to my next point, the Ark of the Covenant. But is this another boat like Noah's Ark? No, it's not. The funny thing is, I love my words, probably because of my etymological dictionary. Although the words that we use, ark, are the same in English, they're actually different in the language that Moses would have used. And so the word for the ark, the boat, is tira. And the only other time we find this word is when we talk about Moses. And we talk about when he was a little baby, he was put in a basket. The word for the basket is the same word as used for Noah's Ark. There you go. And I find that really interesting, because God kept Moses safe from harm. He kept him safe from harm. And Moses went on to lead the Israelites out of slavery. And we remember that through the Passover, which was this big meal which the Israelites had before they went off out of slavery. And we remember that through our communion. Our communion meal celebrates the Passover meal, because Jesus was having Passover as his Last Supper. So back to the Ark of the Covenant. What is it? Well, this time, the word for the Ark is Aron. It's a kind of box, a cupboard. This, admittedly, is a very special box. This one held the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments. These aren't the actual ones. This is what they would have probably looked like. So what were the Ten Commandments? Ten Commandments was God's way of showing Moses and his people how much he loved them. The Ten Commandments were God's laws, God's agreement. A little bit like God's covenant. on how to love God and by loving each other. It's not just a bunch of laws to stop us from having fun. This is about love and life. It's not about lying and stealing and killing. This box, this Aron, this ark, became the symbol of God's presence. It was the symbol of this covenant, this agreement. And it was kept in the Holy of Holies. If I lift this up, at the very top there, we have our own Holy of Holies, the holiest. If part of the church can be holier than any other, it's the bit that the special, the altar's there, the cross is there. That's where we have the bread and the wine. That's our Holy of Holies, if you like. And the ark would have been kept up there in the temple. And it's a reminder of the covenant, of the agreement between God and the people of Israel, that he would keep them safe. He saved them from slavery. He saved them from death. So what have we got so far? We have got Noah's ark, the boat, Noah's basket that saved Moses from death, the Ark of the Covenant, which carried God's law and covenant. But as we see through the Bible, and as I mentioned right at the beginning, people aren't always very good at keeping their side of the argument, their side of the covenant. So God had to make another covenant. This one was a really big one, so big it won't fit on the page, through Jesus. So what is this really big covenant? Well, let's think about it. When we do something wrong, which we do, I do certainly quite a lot, when we break our promises, what do? Yeah, we say sorry, don't we? But sometimes sorry's not enough. We might not know it, but it's as if we carry a bit of God inside us. And when we hurt each other, we're hurting God. And God sees all the things that we do to make each other unhappy, and it makes him unhappy too. And saying sorry doesn't wash away the pain. I've forgotten my prop. I had an apple. I've left it at home. It's as if saying sorry doesn't wash away the pain or rub out the lie. It's as if I've taken this imaginary apple. What happens if I drop it on the floor? It gets bruised. And I can pick it up and go, oh no, I'm really sorry, but it doesn't stop the apple being bruised. It's like a sin that I can't wash away. I can't make it better, no matter how many times I say sorry. Even if I say sorry, 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 forever and ever, I can never say it enough. But God knows this. So he did something amazing. Instead of us having to say, sorry, 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 and to carry the pain and the hurt inside us, he sent Jesus to live among us. And Jesus spent 3 years, the 3 years that he was able to teach, he telling everyone that he met how much God loves us. In lots of different ways, he used pictures, he used stories, and he tells us how we can love him too. And then, to prove how much God loves us, to really make his point, Jesus let himself be nailed to the cross and to die. And do you know, that really didn't make sense at first. We're 2,000 years later on, and I think we're starting to understand a little, hopefully. But can you imagine? He's gone. Well, what does that teach us? Well, 3 days later, Jesus was alive. He showed us through rising to life that God is bigger than death. God is bigger not only than death, he's bigger than all the pain that any of us can cause anybody. And he showed us just how much God loves us, that all our sadness and our pain can be taken away. And the sign for us to remember that is the cross. So we've learned quite a lot about covenants today. And we've got lots of signs to help us remember how much God loves us. We've got God's covenant with Noah, which saved him and us from the destruction of the earth. And we can remember this when we see a rainbow, a boat, a dove. It's often a sign of peace and hope. And often you'll see them outside on the roof. We've got Moses in the basket. the basket that saved him and ultimately the people of Israel from slavery. And when we look up to the altar at the top, it reminds me of Passover and the time that God promised to keep the people safe. We have God's covenant with Moses, the stone tablets, this Ark of the Covenant, this promise about how we can live, to live God's way and to live within God's kingdom. And these were kept in the Ark of the Covenant, which again, the altar at the top reminds me of that because it's in the Holy of Holies. And then finally, we have God's covenant through Jesus, where every single person, every one of us here, is saved from the darkness of death and sin. And we are given the promise of eternal life in God's kingdom. And what sign do we have for this? We have the cross. So this week, as we go out and about, why don't we look for some reminders of what we've heard about today? Why don't we look for the dove, the rainbow, the cross? And why don't we remember just how much God loves us, that he's kept, that he has this promise, this covenant of love. Amen.